And download my free listening time podcast so you can practice your listening skills. So today, I'm going to talk about stereotypes. A stereotype is an idea or image about a group of people that might be true, but it might also be a little oversimplified. This is a topic that a lot of us might find pretty funny, but some people might also get offended when this topic comes up. My intention with this video is definitely not to offend any of you, so I think it'd be better if I focused on stereotypes about Americans rather than stereotypes about people from other countries. I'll go through some of the most common ones, and then I'll give my opinion about how accurate they actually are. So, without further ado, here's the first stereotype. Americans are rich. This is a stereotype that practically every American will face at some point if they spend a significant time abroad. As an American who's lived abroad for years, I can tell you firsthand that this stereotype is strong, no doubt. It usually isn't a big issue, but sometimes you get the feeling that people are looking at you with dollar signs in their eyes. To me, it's kind of funny because I'm not rich, not even close, yet I get treated like this all the time. To an extent, though, this stereotype has some general truth to it. The average American is definitely better off than the average person from most other countries. So, this stereotype's complicated. The next one is that Americans don't know much about the rest of the world. Some might even use the word ignorant when describing the average American's knowledge about things like names and languages of other countries. This stereotype definitely has some truth to it. Obviously, there are many Americans who are knowledgeable about other countries, but by and large, the average American doesn't know a whole lot about foreign countries. For example, many Americans probably think that Brazilians speak Spanish, and many Americans have probably never heard of countries like Uzbekistan or Azerbaijan. But let me just say this. In my experience talking to people from all over the world, I've found that most people don't really know a whole lot about countries that are far away from their own. It's not only Americans that don't know much about faraway countries. People from other countries don't know much either. And that's natural, because we normally just pay attention to what's relevant to our lives. For most people, knowing about world geography simply isn't that important. So yes, this second stereotype is somewhat true, but I think it's also true for people from other countries. Alright, here's another stereotype. Americans are workaholics. A workaholic, for those of you who don't know, is someone who's addicted to working. This stereotype is an interesting one, because I can definitely see a lot of truth to it. Compared with other countries, Americans work a lot, and we work pretty hard. I actually like this tradition. I think that being hardworking is a great trait to have. We can obviously see the fruit of all this labor, as America has produced and invented a lot over the years. However, the negative side to this is that some Americans are obsessed with their work. Their work consumes their whole life, and they don't have time for anything else. When people take it to that extreme, it's definitely a bad thing. Overall, I think the stereotype of Americans being workaholics is fairly accurate, but I also think that the work ethic is slowly dropping over time. I think that in general, our grandparents' generation probably worked a little longer and harder than my generation. Here's one last stereotype. Americans are very patriotic. Overall, if you compare America to other countries, this one's definitely true. Obviously, not everybody's patriotic, but if we consider the nation as a whole, in my opinion, America is definitely the most patriotic country. Okay, now I'm going to ask you three questions about today's video. Write your answers in a comment down below. Number one, name three stereotypes about Americans. Number two, what's a workaholic? And number three, in your opinion, do you think Americans are...